We see them almost every day on the central and south coast, but we don't see them. They become such a part of the landscape we often look past them as if they don't exist. They are the homeless. Cal State Channel Islands art history professor Irina Kostashi and her husband Christian are trying to make Southern California's homeless visible to us through a new photo exhibition called Sidewalk In.
Art and life are completely intersecting and intertwined. You can't separate one from the other. So in this case, it's almost like we're trying to go the other way around. We're using art to make us aware of reality.
My wife was the driving force behind the Sidewalk In project. Not to mention that when it comes to digital tech, you know, she's a lot more savvy than me. Yes. She came with the concept of the project. We walk a lot and we see homeless people all over. One day she said to me, we have to make society aware of the plight and misery of these homeless people. These are people, real people, not 3D holograms.
Over the last 6 years, the couple picked out more than 700 photographs for the project.
The intention is to make this project more of a generic issue rather than specific, and it's not about the individuals. Not to take away individuality, in contrast, the opposite, to respect their privacy. So in none of the pictures that we show, you can see their faces, you can get a sense of their age, their race, their gender. So it is intended to remind us how real this is.
Because of the pandemic, the show has become an online exhibition.
We have taken hundreds of photographs. Most of the photographs show people sleeping on the street and parks and on benches. So the title itself is intended to, right from the start, kind of remind us, you know, where these people have their homes, which is in a public space. I'm an art historian, I'm also an artist, so we both kind of have this link between us. We both believe in the power of images, and as an art historian, I use it, you know, in my classes all the time, talking about different images.
The couple says the hope is to get people to open their eyes and think about the issue.
On one hand, I kind of had Andy Warhol's Disaster and Death series in mind. It also kind of aims to go against his view that images, once we see them a lot, we just forget and become completely desensitized. I think actually these images, they're hard to look at. And what I think it's the most powerful element is that they're not constructed. They're not, you know, it's not a creative work. These are real people. The power of this image is the fact that it's real.
The artists are also taking some of the images from the project and using them in a new book.
The images from the book are different from the images from the installation. So the 36 images from the book, they're like in addition to the images from the installation.
The Cal State Channel Islands professor says she hopes the exhibition helps people realize it could potentially be you or I out on the streets.
It's heartbreaking as I'm talking to you. I'm looking at some of these images, and it's really hard. It's really hard to look. It's reminding us, or at least I think it should, that they are somewhat self-portraits. We all can end up in that situation. It's really hard to get out of this situation. I think it's a lot easier to end up in that situation. And we always tend to think that we're untouchable. I think this reminds us of the reality and also the privilege that we have.
You can visit the online exhibition and learn more about the project by going to our website, kclu.org. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.